dropping that root system from the base of your spine and the bottoms of your feet through the floorboards. The dirt, the rocks, into the molten core of the earth, seeing these roots anchoring you. Sending a hello and deep gratitude for all the ways the earth continually supports us in having an existence in physical reality. And you can also send down the roots your love. And bringing up through those roots her, the spirit of the earth, green, crystalline light. This is also the light of Archangel Raphael, green. Pull it up through those roots with each breath, so that it kind of cascades up the top of your head and around you like a waterfall of light, encasing your body in a beautiful green egg. And seeing all of your cells drinking in this crystal green light that is nourishing, protective, healing, regenerating. Scan your body once again to notice if there are any adjustments you need to make, any areas that need to soften, that want to be invited into the softening. Now, from above your head, see a brilliant golden star or light. And with the next inhalation, breathe that light into your heart. And exhale down your arms and your legs. And sending that golden light from the sun, from spirit, down into the earth. And with the next inhalation, breathe that golden sun into your heart again, feeling it oozing down your head like warm liquid light into your heart and out your hands. And in your hands, which will be sort of, you can see, held together like this, see a ball of light forming in between your hands. Golden ball of light. And just imagine with your mind's eye placing that golden ball of light in your first chakra between your sacrum and your pubic bone. Just drop it in. And with the next inhalation, breathing that golden light in through the top of your head and into your heart. and exhaling down your arms, seeing and sensing a golden ball of light forming between your hands, and gently placing that golden ball of light in your second chakra, between your umbilical cord and your pubic bone. And take a moment to register your body's awareness of that beautiful healing light, light of your soul. In another breath, breathing that golden light through the top of your head, into your heart, and then exhaling through down your arms and gathering another golden ball of light. Placing in your third chakra, just below your ribs. Breathing that golden sun through the top of your head once more. Into your heart, exhaling down your arms, this liquid golden light, gathering it up into your hands, and placing this light into your heart, center of your chest. Feeling and sensing and experiencing this light radiating. Softening. And with your next breath, another opportunity to bring in this golden light into your heart with your inhalation, and exhale down your arms, gathering the light between your hands, feeling the strength, vitality. In your mind's eye, placing that light at your throat chakra and experiencing that golden light radiating in your throat. Next inhalation, allowing that golden light, that liquid light, into your heart from the top of your head, and extending down your hands, down your arms, forming a golden ball of light between your hands, and placing it in your third eye, between your eyes and your forehead. And one more time, breathing in that golden light into your heart. Exhaling down your arms. Sensing and feeling a golden egg forming between your hands and placing it just at the top of your head. And seeing that one opening up like a lotus blossom. Now let's bring our awareness into our heart again and seeing that light expand, that golden sun in our heart, to radiate through your whole body. Let's connect our heart to the heart of the earth and to one another. And if there's anyone who you know who needs healing, or a part of the globe that you would like to just extend your awareness to, and imagine little golden balls of light like feathers coming from source and just gently caressing the person or the place or the nation that most needs this. And let's imagine the whole earth absorbing in this golden light coming from the heart of love, from the galactic. The earth is absorbing this cosmic light, drinking it in. Bring your awareness back into your body. And notice the invitation for every cell to drink this light in. We ask that the room that you are in and the grounds that you are on become a sacred space. We ask the spirit of the land where we live to partner with us today. We invite our guides and our teachers and our healers who come from love, compassion, kindness, service to all and harm to none, to be with us. We invite the divine to be present. We invite the compassionate, loving ancestors to be present. And we give thanks to them because without them we could not be here. We invite the great teachers and masters and ascended masters to be present, especially those we have connections with. We invite the angels, great beings of light, and especially the archangels, the guardian angels, and the angels of healing. We invite the power animals, the totems, and we give thanks for them for loaning their power, their qualities, and for relationship. We invite the healing spirits of all the realms and we give thanks for the healing that we know is going to happen. We especially invite in the full presence of our awakened self, higher self, to guide us in this process. And so now I'm going to lead you on a guided journey, second half of this. I want you to imagine in your mind's eye a shimmering light. And I want you to imagine stepping through the light, the veil, into a sacred space. A place in nature where you feel nourished, peaceful, a place of healing and great beauty. Feel the air on your skin, sunlight, and look around. Is there water or trees? You see in front of you a path, and that path leads you to a field of wildflowers. And a large tree that looks very welcoming. You look up and you see the blue sky, some mountains, a river, and you let this tree support you. You sit down and you call to you a helping spirit, or a power animal that comes from the forest in the distance and walks towards you with a smile on their face. You ask their name. Maybe you already know their name. And you're going to ask them to take you to the upper world, to Kuan Yin's water temple. And they take your hand, and you find yourself, the scenery changing. And they take you up into the celestial realms of light. Maybe they put you go on a spirit horse or a unicorn. Maybe you climb a mountain or some stairs. Maybe a crystal elevator comes down and brings you up. Maybe there's another way. Up and up you go through the clouds. And up into the realms of light. And your awareness shifts, and you see another beautiful garden. And the plants here are glowing as if they're made of light. And there is another path that takes you to a beautiful pond. And a crystal temple. You see water lilies and lotus blossoms in the pond that is just clear, clear, clear water. Around you are jasmine and roses, and tall pine trees, cedar trees, and you smell in the, you bring in the scent. And walking out of the temple is Kuan Yin. And she has sort of a floating dock made of light that she walks out onto, and she beckons you to step into the water. And the water is warm and delightful. Step into the water and immerse yourself. Make yourself comfortable. Your guide is still with you. And Kuan Yin takes her vial that she wears around her heart, and she pours it into the water. The crystal water with light emanating out of it that you're sort of just dissolving into. And this bottle contains emanations of Kuan Yin's compassion and unconditional love and support. The water receives it and vibrates this compassion and unconditional love and support. And you are invited to allow your heart to open and fill with this love, this compassion of the divine, Kuan Yin. And just take a few moments to absorb this, let it in. And if there's something that Kuan Yin wants to whisper to you, something she wants you to know, something you may need to hear, I'm gonna put on the crystal singing bowl for just a few moments and just stay in this place. And keep requesting for support and opening more to receive this love, this grace. Thank you. Now, your guide that you came with helps you out of the water. Puts on a bathrobe made out of stardust. Cozies you up. You just express your gratitude. Give thanks. And your guide takes you back down how you came in, down into your garden, where you are magically completely dry, and you bring your awareness back into your body, wiggling your toes and your fingers, and bring your awareness back into the room that you're in.